check out the Hake Report, James. Thank you, James. James has his own show on Sunday mornings right now at 9 a.m. Pacific time. It's going to expand because we have a new producer now. He has time to put time into his own show. So he's on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific time. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report. Welcome to the show. We are uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. It is Friday. Get it off your chest day. Whatever's on your mind, express yourself day.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot. Hola.
It's the man
pot.
In this country. Just
Hola.
Shut up and step up.
Goodbye.
Go drop dead.
It's good to hear from you. Amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. My biblical question, what does it mean? Do not do unto others what you would not have them do unto you. Do not do unto others what you would not have them do unto you. An amazing question. Amazing question. Jay-Z, you heard of him. He's the rapper that used to sell drugs in the black community. Now he is using that to move forward. He's married to Beyonce. And Beyonce's sister looked like she beat him one time in the elevator. And he was crying, no, don't beat me. Don't beat me. And it's amazing. Well, the Daily Mail is reporting that there was some guy by the name of 21 Savage. I guess he's a savage. He was arrested, I believe it was Sunday, because he's in our country illegally, according to the report. He overstayed his American visa, and so he got caught and lived down in Atlanta, Georgia, pretending that, according to the report, he lived there and that he is an American citizen. And this guy had been into all kind of mess and gangs and stuff like that. This is why we have to shut down our borders. We have to deport all illegal aliens. If their visas have expired, they need to go. Because these are dangerous people coming into my country. We need them out. Well, the guy was arrested. And, of course, the blacks, because this guy is wrong, they're going to take his side. Because if you notice, not all, but most black people never take the side of good because they're evil people. They're dirty, nasty people. They take the side of evil. Their father is Satan. So according to the Daily Mail, and it wasn't like that, by the way, folks, when I was growing up. Blacks were good, decent, hardworking, respectful people. They only changed once they had that so-called civil rights movement. And then the government became the daddy, and they weakened the men. And when men are weak, women and children will go out of control. But anyway, the Daily Mail is reporting that Jay-Z hired a lawyer for 21 Savage because he thinks his arrest by ICE was an injustice because black people call right wrong and wrong right. He doesn't believe 21 Savage should be separated from his children. We're taking children with him. He doesn't have to be separated. Take them with him. Here's the soundbite.
Jay-Z to the rescue. The singer is rushing to the defense of fellow rapper 21 Savage following his arrest and detention by ICE. And Jay-Z has now hired a lawyer to assist in the case. Caitlin Becker joins us now from our LA newsroom. Caitlin, why is Jay-Z speaking out now on 21 Savage's behalf?
Well, Jesse, after news broke that 21 Savage's visa petition had been pending for 4 years, Jay-Z released a statement calling his arrest an absolute travesty. He followed that up with, quote, in addition to being a successful recording artist, 21 deserves to be reunited with his children immediately. Hashtag free 21 Savage.
And Kayla, we know 21 Savage was arrested on Super Bowl Sunday. What's the current status of 21 Savage's legal situation?
Well, Jesse, his legal team admitted that he was born in the UK and moved here when he was 7, but they say he was a dreamer who's been physically present in the United States for almost 20 years.
That doesn't matter. That was still wrong. This guy needs to be shipped out of a country right away and take those little babies with him or whatever he has. And just because he's a so-called rapper, that's not a reason to stay out of a country. You must obey the laws, folks. The laws that we have in our country. Otherwise, we shouldn't have them. And it's just too bad that majority of black people support wrong, especially if they're black. It turns out illegal alien and rapper 21 Savage has 3 anchor babies. And we have photos of the rapper with his kids. Anchor babies. Isn't that amazing? And 21 Savage was born in the UK and has overstayed his American visa since 2006. This is from YouTube. 21 Savage's mother speak in an interview with a heavy British accent.
We are here with the queen, the one, the only, Mrs. Savage herself. How does it feel?
It feels great. I'm very happy that everybody came out. I'm very appreciative of everybody that came to support the hair, the people that did the hair, phenomenal job. People that handed out the shoes, phenomenal job. Everybody that came out here to support, very happy. We're going to do it again every year, and hopefully every year it will be bigger and better. So thank you, everyone that came out, and thank you all.
Look, how does it feel your son just doing so much? I mean, as a mother, you know, how do you feel?
It's overwhelming. It's truly overwhelming, but it's every mother's dream to see their child grow into such a helpful, caring, responsible, and thoughtful young man, you know? It's every mother's dream, and it's just...
So what she's saying is that it's every black mother's dream that their son grow into a gang member, that their son gets shot 3 or 4 times in the body as a result, that their son have children out of wedlock, that their sons overstay their visa in America, and when they get arrested for it, Jay-Z come out and save the thugs. It's okay that they are really proud that they have tattoos on their faces, that they are a mess. Isn't that amazing? This is what's wrong with black people. It has nothing to do with racism, folks. So don't be giving them your affirmative action stuff. Don't be believing them. They hate white people, by the way, too. Most black people hate white folks. Most so-called people of color hate white people today. But black people are not respected. Most black people are not respected by mostly all other cultures. They're afraid of blacks. They don't want to be around them. They do not want to hire them. They really don't want anything to do with them. It's just they're afraid to tell them so. Amazing! I have this story coming up in a minute here. A Brooklyn teacher doing the Hoochie Mama dance in a classroom, thinking that she will inspire the black kids in that way. It's so amazing. Black people need Jesus. Not all, but most. Sam is a first-time call out of Maryland. Sam, thank you for calling. Get it off your chest, sir.
Hey, Jesse.
Yes, sir.
I'm a millennial, not an African-American. I am 100% American.
That's right. And how old are you, Sam?
I am 34.
A millennial. Millennial.
A millennial. A real millennial, right? I think I barely made it.
Yeah, I think so. I forgot the cutoff point. But, yeah.
Yeah. I'm just calling to say I'm a big fan of you, and I agree with your statement where overcoming is not a difficult thing.
It's not, man. We've been lied to about
that.
Right. You don't need medication and all that other stuff to overcome. You need to forgive.
You got to forgive, yeah. I when I was in a fallen state, probably about 5 years ago or so, my drug of choice was sex.
Yep. Amazing.
And, I mean, I was having sex with everybody and their mama.
Slut maker.
And how I overcame was, I looked at myself prior to, like, let's say I was going over to a girl's house or so. So I'm watching myself get dressed, taking a shower, stopping to get gas, you know, buying protection, and then getting there. And then I just look at it all and realize, what am I doing? And that was how I was able to overcome.
That's an amazing story, Sam. Absolutely.
Noticing it.
Yeah. Awareness. And it's the awareness of God that allows you to see it and allows you to lose the appetite for it. You start to change from it.